Saturday, April 10th. Saturday within the octave of Easter, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Evening Prayer Hymn. Alleluia, alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raise. Sing to God a hymn of gladness. Sing to God a hymn of praise. He who on the cross as Savior for the world's salvation bled, Jesus Christ, the King of glory, now is risen from the dead. Now the iron bars are broken, Christ from death to life is born. Glorious life and life immortal, on the resurrection morn. Christ hath triumphed and we conquer, by his mighty enterprise. We with him to life eternal, by his resurrection rise. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Savior, who has won the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, font of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia. Psalm 110, verses 1 through 5 and 7. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. And repeating the first antiphon, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia. Psalm 114. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple. Israel became his kingdom. The sea fled at the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back Jordan on your course? Mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord in the presence of God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty, our psalm prayer. Almighty God, ever-living mystery of unity and Trinity, you gave life to the new Israel by birth from water and the Spirit, and made it a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people set apart as your eternal possession. May all those you have called to walk in the splendor of the new light render you fitting service and adoration. And repeating the second antiphon, come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. And now the book from the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you, his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And repeating the third antiphon, Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. And our reading this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. And in place of the responsory, we'll say the following antiphon. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, after 8 days, although the doors were locked, the Lord came among them and said, Peace be with you. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, after 8 days, although the doors were locked, the Lord came among them and said, Peace be with you. Alleluia. And our intercessions this evening. In rising from the dead, Christ destroyed death and restored life. Let us cry out to him, saying, Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the stone rejected by the builders, which became the chief cornerstone. Make us living stones in the temple of your church. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the faithful and true witness, the firstborn from the dead. Make your church bear constant witness to yourself. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You alone are the bridegroom of the church, born from our wounded side, from your wounded side. Make us reveal to the world the love of bridegroom and bride. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the first and the last. You were dead and are alive. Keep those who have been baptized faithful until death, that they may receive the crown of victory. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Light and lamp of God's holy city, shine on our friends who have died, that they may reign forever. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Now we'll say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the concluding prayer, let us pray. God of mercy, you wash away our sins in water. You give us new birth in the Spirit, and redeem us in the blood of Christ. As we celebrate Christ's resurrection, increase our awareness of these blessings, and renew your gift of life within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, bring us to everlasting life, and forgive us our sins. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I trust in you.